In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. These days, it's easy to be distracted. Facebook, the news, work problems, ferrying children to the soccer game or to the horse shows or to come to church to acolyte, doctor's appointments, chores, cooking. You know how it goes. And somewhere in the midst of all of those distractions, at some point or another, you may stop and think, gee, I've completely forgotten about God, or something akin to that. So, in response to that thought, you put it on your calendar, church, Sunday, 10:30 a.m., or you say, I'm going to pray every night before I go to sleep, just like my mama taught me. Or you vow to spend some time reading scripture daily. And then you do it once, or twice, or three times. And then the distractions get in the way again, and the vow withers into a dry little mote of dust and blows away. Dust. Inconsequential, ephemeral, almost non-existent until it isn't. I give you the example of getting a piece of dust in your eye. Hurts like a son of a gun, and it's a bear to get it out. Dust. Light as a feather, or even less, until you've got a whole house to clean, and you wield that duster like a sword all over the place. But by the time you finish the whole house, your arm aches, and your back hurts, and the dang dust bunnies under the bed have actually replicated between the time you cleaned under the bed 10 minutes ago and this moment when you've gone back through the bedroom into the bathroom to look for the Advil. Dust. Useless. Annoying. Troublesome. Endless dust. Dust. Just like us. Way back at the beginning, when God was fashioning the world, the method he used to make a human, remember his name was Adam, or in Hebrew, Adam, that first one, that isn't really a name, it's simply a word which means human. The way God did it was to grab a handful of dust, which in that weird and wonderful sort of wordplay we often see in the Bible, is called Adama in Hebrew. Then God squished it together and shaped it and pinched it and formed it until the Adama became an Adam. I presume it was sort of damp, otherwise it wouldn't hold together. You couldn't have a human without some moisture to hold that dust together to make it feel like dirt. But the corollary to that is that once the moisture dries up, the dirt, the adama, returns again to that feather-like, dissipated dust. The Adam, at some point, no longer lived. The humus that made the humanoid dried out and blew away. Dust so light it could fly to the four corners of the earth. Man began as dust, but at some point he died and became no longer Adam, Adam. No longer the protagonist of the first of the great primeval stories of relationship between Creator God and that which God created. He He was simply dust. And this was the pattern that has continued to this present day in this year of our Lord, 2014, in this Church of the Epiphany in Lakeside, outside of Richmond, Virginia. We too were formed of the most basic of elements as a carbon-based life form, shaped by God in our mother's womb, as the psalmist sings. And at some point, when our time on earth is done, we will return to the earth, to the dust. We will become dust in communion with all the other dust that is the raw material of the planet. We began, as Adam did, as dust, and we end, as Adam did, as dust. And thus we have this rite of remembrance of how we all begin and end. In a little bit, I will mark each one of you with that dust, ashes, with a cross on your forehead with my thumb, and say, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. An attempt to acknowledge what our beginning and our ending is. We too are as ephemeral as dust, impermanent, finite. But that limitation is also our strength. It forces us to focus on recreating and reinventing our relationship with our Creator, because we don't have forever to get it right. We only have now, however long our now is. And if now is all we have, then it is right and good to take 40 days, these next 40 days of Lent, to strip away all of the distractions that cause us to put God in a secondary position. It is right that we practice ways of restoring God to where our Creator belongs, to the center of our existence. It is right that we remember our beginnings and our endings are too close to defer the work of prayer, of worship, of service to others, of study. The ashes that I will put on your foreheads will fade in a few hours, or until you wash them off before you go to bed tonight. They are dust, and dust is, as I've said, ephemeral. But remember the look of them on your forehead. Remember the pressure, the feel of my thumb as I mark the cross there. Remember that God is with you and desires your love more than anything. And you cannot wait another moment to get back into the rhythm of conversation with your Creator. You are dust. You were made of dust, and at some point you will be no more than dust again. But in the meantime, however long you are here, remember who shaped you and formed you from the dust. Spend this Lenten season reaching out to your Creator and saying, yes, I remember. I remember you. Remember and keep a holy Lent. Amen.